Peter tells us, if y'all can put it up, let him see it, and we'll come back to verse 27 in a minute. Peter tells us, 1 Peter 2:24, who, I'll give you a minute. What did Peter 2:24 say? Who his own self did what? Bear our sin in whose body? His own body where? On a tree, that we, being dead to sin, because see, we were dead and he died for us, for our sin, and we being dead to sin, should, once we are dead to sin, now we should do what? Live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. If he took all of that, punched in the face, slapped around, spit on, beaten, speared in the side, beaten so bad, Isaiah said he didn't even look like a man. If he did all of that for you to remain like you are, come on now. For the devil to keep having a field day in your life and keep doing you the way he's doing you, putting sickness on you, putting poverty, you living like a broke man when you're really wealthy and rich. With a mind all messed up where you can't think right, I'm so depressed, I don't know what to do. Did he do that for you to remain that way? Did he suffer this so the devil could keep on just charging your life and you have nothing to say about it but just to sit there, I'll just do the best I can, Lord. Did that happen? Well, what Peter wrote, is that the truth? I'm going to say it again. What Peter wrote, if that's the truth, or did Peter just make up something and put it in the Bible? Do we have scripture, divine words that have been given by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, or that Peter just talked off the top of his head? Who? So I'll quote it again if they can't get it up. Who his own self, 1 Peter 2:24. Who, talking about Jesus, who his what? Own self bear our sin in his own body on a tree. You're dead to sin now. You're dead to sin now. Dead to sin, that means you're no longer a sinner, and sinner no longer identify with you. You're dead. Dead stuff don't move. How many of your dead relatives, you go out there every morning and say, good morning, they come, pop up out the grave and sit there and talk to you a while and then go back in the grave? No, they don't do that. No, if they do, you won't be there. I'm not trying to be funny, but I just want to make a point. Who his own self bears sin his own body on the tree. That we've been dead to sin, should, since I'm dead to sin, I'm no longer identified with sin, should live on to what? Righteousness. Why? Because I have been made like him in his resurrection. And since I've been made righteous, and I'm the righteousness of God in him, then he said, whose stripes ye were healed. How many stripes they put on his back? 39. Isaiah says what? All we like sheep have gone astray. And the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. But the fifth verse says what? He will bruise for our iniquity, but chastise for our by his stripes we'll heal. Right? I want to get to this. And we got to get there because see, we are going to do something today. We're going to put an end to something. Amen. I'm going to do like I've been told by the Lord. Okay. I got specific instruction today. Whew. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, back to verse 27 in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27. Wherefore, whosoever, say whosoever, means me. I'm a whosoever. Got it? So let's read it again. Wherefore, whosoever, you notice he writing this letter to believers, not to the world, okay? Wouldn't you agree? He's writing this to who? Believers. So he said, wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and do what? Drank this cup of the Lord, how? Unworthily shall be what? Guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Now, from what I understand, I started doing some research a little, well, what I knew. When he talked to me about this, he really struck some stuff inside of me that I didn't see before. But here's what he said. I can go by what he said, can't I? Paul said, why in the world you supposed to be taking the Lord's Supper? But you coming up in here with a full-blown meal. If you're going to eat like that, just go home and eat. That's not what this is not when we serve the Lord's Supper. You're not going to look for a McDonald's burger and a Wendy chicken sandwich. No. And all the trimming on the side. No. That's not what we're in here for. And you bring your big Mac burger, cat and Miss Kathy, and then Gail over, she don't have nothing. And you just are eating down. Your Big Mac and your Coca-Cola, you're eating, drinking, and she ain't got nothing. She don't have anything. That's not what the meeting is for. If you're gonna eat like that, go buy your burger and go home and eat it. Are y'all communicating? Do you get any revelation? Do you get any understanding? Because we're not here to feed the body today. We're talking about our spirit man. How to produce health for our bodies and keep them that way. That's what we're talking about. So let's start it over again. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord, how? Unworthily, shall be what? Guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. What you mean guilty? See, his body and his blood were not shed, and his body was not broken for you to eat a big full-blown meal for your physical body. And you come there with this kind of attitude, He said, you're guilty because you did not receive what I produced for you to get you healed and keep you well. Did you get it? You upset because you didn't get enough to get full on. That's not the purpose of it. You need to be able to discern the Lord's body. He suffered that way. Are y'all hearing me? So by his stripe, you were healed. You can receive healing and walk in your health. God never intended for not a single one of us to be sick. I'm going to say it again because I'm talking to me.